Well, it's just a month away from International Women's Day, which will be on the 8th of March 2021. While Jim and I try and balance our guests for every Spotlight show, we will be highlighting International Women's Day over the next 4 weeks. Today, our guests are all women and an additional as well, but we'll get to that. They all have great stories and community information to share. With me now in the studio is a friend of Spotlight who we talked to last year. For the past 19 years, she has managed the Community Migrant Resource Centre, a not-for-profit community organisation based in Parramatta, providing settlement services to refugees and humanitarian entrants. Jim and I know well how passionate she is about migrant and refugee women, humanitarian resettlement and social justice issues. Now, later this half hour, we're going to hear more about her own migrant journey. Good morning, Melissa Monteiro. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming back and being our guest on Spotlight. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And, talking about all things migrants. Now, migrant is a word we hear a lot about. We know Australia has a long history of migrant settlement for many reasons, sometimes for not good reasons. In this day and age, what does migrant mean to you, and how does the Community Migrant Resource Centre assist with migrants in 2021?
Thank you, Darren. That's exactly the reason why I've written my book, and it's called The Girl from Mumbai, and that's exactly the answer to the book and to the question that you're asking me. I have always maintained that settlement is a lifelong process. In Australia, we're dealing with people who come from varied and disadvantaged backgrounds. Some have fled persecution, others torture and trauma. Some may have lived in refugee camps all their lives. I also believe the level of social support to a new arrival, and that is what we provide at the Migrant Resource Centre, and whether you're a migrant or a refugee is most important in order to facilitate easy settlement. Through my own experience, I have seen how important and the difference that it makes to people's lives. And I've seen my own journey, and the book, The Girl from Mumbai, talks about my own experience of settling in Australia, settling in this new country. Prakash, my husband, and I have been part of a number of groups. We have a large network here. When we arrived in Australia, I lived in a 10-bedroom house with my uncle on a five-acre property. Now, not every migrant has that opportunity to come to Australia and to live in the way that I did. But it gives me the opportunity to actually point out the hardships that migrants actually go through. The hardships range, Darren, from education and training, but more important, finding employment, the biggest barrier for any new arrival.
Now, just to recap there, I heard the word settlement, and I was going to ask, what is settlement? So these things come into settlement, and we know there's many aspects when you talk about settlement. Can you share some more of that as well?
I will. So the 10 settlement indicators are, firstly, finding a house. Housing is very important. I won't go into details, but I'll just read out all 10 to you. Housing is most important. Health and well-being, employment, language and being able to communicate, transport, civic participation, family and social support, and lastly is understanding the law in Australia. Justice, very important.
What do you find when you help people is the biggest barrier to settlement? So you had a list of 10 there, and I would think that me being an Australian, not a migrant, is that housing would be very important. Language and communicating with the local community, very important, as well as, you said, understanding the law in Australia. What do you think? Are these right?
For me, in order to be integrated well into Australia, I think first it is important to have a roof over your head and to have an income, a regular income, a job, and finding employment is the most critical. Integrating into this community, being accepted by the wider community, like I said to you in the last interview, is very important to facilitate all this. And this is what we do well at the Migrant Resource Centre. But Darren, my book today and what I want to share with your listeners is about the girl from Mumbai, someone who came here over 20 years ago and someone who has successfully navigated the environments in Australia. I want to share with your listeners about my own journey, which is a migrant journey, because I come from Mumbai and I grew up in a disadvantaged area where I saw poverty and I saw people living outside my doorstep with just a sheet over their heads, and that's what they had as a roof. But the difference is that they were happy and very contented. About 100 meters from where I lived were the missionaries of charity, where the Mother Teresa nuns were looking after over 400 inmates. And that's what made a difference to me, because after school, I would go there and help to feed these inmates. You know, at 5 and 5:30 in the evening, they would have their dinner. And what I saw was the difference that these people had was that they were happy with having nothing. And that's what created an influence and impact on me and in my journey.
And this was in Mumbai?
In Mumbai.
And how old were you?
I was 6 and 7 years old. And after that, when I started volunteering and going after school, I was 12 years old.
So you're 12 years old when you're volunteering at the local
Missionaries of Charities
in Mumbai.
It was a home for destitutes and for the dying, as they would call it. You know, people who had nobody. They were old, very, very old men and women who had nobody. And the only thing they had on them was the gown that they wore, and that's all they had. But they had the biggest smiles on their face.
So they have the smiles. What does a 12-year-old do to help those people? Can you share a little bit about that? Because we have some younger listeners as well. And how did that start your journey from Mumbai, as you say, the girl from Mumbai, your book?
Yes.
To where you are now in Australia.
What does a 12-year-old do is look at the environment around you, and I was moved. I was very moved by what I saw. Every morning on my way to school, I saw very poor and disadvantaged families. You know, they would actually huddle on their beds in the rainy season. It rained. And all day, they would just get up in the morning and dry because they had a wet night. It would, you know, just wet everything that they owned, their little bag. And they would get up in the morning and dry themselves out in the sun. And as a young girl going to school, I would pass many of them. And once again, I saw smiles and happiness. I passed a leper. Now, leprosy is not something that people know in Australia, no. But I passed a leper, somebody who had a leprosy disease. And this man would smile whether I gave him 5 cents or not. He would just wave out to me. He had literally nothing. All he owned was the mat that he had. So as a 12-year-old, you are moved because you are watching, and I was taking it in. I was understanding the environment around me. So for people that are 12 and young people today, go out of your way to study your environment and to understand the world around you, and you can make a difference even at that age.
I can see the smile that you've learnt when you're 12 years old in Mumbai. And thank you for coming in, and we're going to have a short break and then hear more about your story, The Girl from Mumbai, and we can talk more about your book. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Darren flying solo with Jim in rehab. It's 16 minutes past 10, and we're going to have a short break and be back talking more with Melissa Monteiro, CEO of the Community Migrant Resource Centre.
Live 90.5. Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial, and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety, and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 21 minutes past 10 on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and I'm flying solo at the moment, and with me in the studio is Melissa Monteiro, the CEO of the Community Migrant Resource Centre here in Parramatta and author of the book The Girl from Mumbai. And just talking about the book and your life, Melissa, can you tell us who's impacted you and who's influenced you in that journey?
As I've said to you, Darren, my My journey started very early in life. I was fortunate to have a grandfather who was very well known and who impacted me in a very, very big way because of his humility. He was such a very big man in India. He received the title of Rao Saib from the British in those days. My father was a retired naval officer. He worked with the Indian Navy for 30 years. But after he retired, he began to work for an American company that provided food aid to the very poor tribal areas in the country, to the poor states. And every month when my father came back from a visit, he would share with me his journey about how he helped those families, those very, very poor people who had literally nothing, created the biggest impact in me at the time. Because he told a story of poverty in a different way, but in a nice way. And then my mother, who has worked with the YMCA for all these years, but even to this day, she is the biggest social worker and helping people. So it was my own family that created this impact and influence in my life from a very young age. When I was 12 years old, I said to my dad, I wanted to go to Africa. And he said, why Africa? Can't you see the poverty, you know, the poor people here in our very own country? And he said, sit down. And he had one of those talks that parents do, you know, a father would do with a young 15-year-old and say, sit down and explain to me what I wanted to do and try to understand better my passion for wanting to help people. And he guided me and introduced me to the College of Social Work. And I did my bachelor's and my master's in social work, and I've never turned back after since then.
So you borrowed from your family and their influence, and that's really impressed on your mind and your heart to bring that to where you are today. What are the highlights of that journey that you can share with our listeners this morning?
Okay, so the highlights, look, there are very many highlights because all through my book I have interwoven social issues at the time and even currently now, because I have dealt with various issues, including domestic violence, family violence, women's issues like dowry, prostitution. I worked and I did my placement with in a red light area. This is when I was in uni at the College of Social Work. And I understood what it meant for young people to be in, you know, a profession like prostituting at a young age, and what it meant for minors to be there coming from the poorer states. I talk about adoption in my book. I talk about the difficulties in that we face, that women face in not having being able to bear a child. But also the social stigma associated with a lot of these communities that we're working with, and how hard it is for a family not to be able to be childbearing and not to have a child. I talk about the Indian society and culture. Then I talk more about settlement here in Australia, like I said, migrant issues, settlement standards, and the good work that we in the sector are doing. And there's so many community organizations, I won't list it, but starting from my very own, the successes and the reason why we are a successful organization. We're a small organization, the CMRC, but we're impacting hundreds and thousands of lives, and we do that every day.
I'm going to borrow something from Jim. And Jim often will say, you can tell the passion of people in our studio in their eyes. And I can see it in your eyes, the passion, the love, the conviction you have for working with society, with migrants, with those who need your help, those who need the team's help. If someone's going to pick up your book, and we'll talk a bit right at the end how they can do that, I know it's coming out soon, what would you like them to learn from your journey and have us takeaways from reading your book?
I call them gems, Jim. These are, Darren, sorry. These are gems that I have adopted in my life. And the reason why I am a happy person is because I decided, and I decide every morning, that I'm going to be joyful no matter what, and no one can take that joy away from me. It's very important to have hope. And hope that people come to this country with hope. When they're living in a refugee camp, they know that at some day they live in hope, that thinking that a country, a first world country, will take them in and they can have a better life. It's very important for me. I have a lot of faith and I'm a believer in God. And I believe that forgiveness goes hand in hand. It's very important and something that I have followed all through in my life. It is important to be free and set free. It's another gem. And I talk a lot about it in my book. Relationships, Jim, Darren, are very critical. It's important, finally, to know who you are. When you know who you are not threatened by someone else. You don't face, you know, you can overcome jealousy. You can be happy and celebrate someone else's success. It's important to know who you are. And there will always be someone, Darren, that's better than you. But it's okay. The last takeaway is the mindset and having a mindset of abundance, having very good positive thoughts and thought patterns. At the end, I just want to say and quote Mother Teresa. She says, "It is not how much you do, but how much love you put in what you do that counts." And I want to leave people with that very beautiful verse that I follow every day.
I know that you put much love into your work and into your story. Now, how can people get a hold of your book? Is it available now or coming up?
No, it's coming up in March. It'll be released in March. And right now it's with the editors and it will be available. There is a pre-sale price right now for $29.95 and it is available at the CMRC website and also on our Facebook page. Can I give you the address?
Please do.
It is www.cmrc.com.au. The Girl from Mumbai, there is a book link there that you can just click and purchase a book online. And otherwise, it's available on our Facebook page as well. Again, the CMRC, and you'll find it available. In March, it will be available on Amazon. The Girl from Mumbai, A Migrant Story. And this is Melissa Montero. I am the Girl from Mumbai.
Thank you for being with us this morning on Spotlight, Melissa. And everyone, if you want to get a hold of that book and the pre-release at the pre-release price, go to www.cmrc.com.au. Melissa, thank you for joining us. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Darren.
Alive 90.5.